Well, she's so human. I mean, I think she is everything that, I mean, certainly I aspire to be. You know, she's funny, she's intelligent, she's incredibly kind, she can be very wise, you know. But equally, she's really annoying sometimes, and she gets things totally wrong, and she absolutely doesn't know what the right path to take is. And she's a really full-rounded character, you know, and that's great, because it means that we can all identify with some aspect of her. I think, you know, and every different person that plays her will always bring something different, because you pour your own emotions into that character. I certainly did when I read the book, you know. And what's amazing is you have a character that is so loved by people of all generations. And I think really she does, as you grow up, you pull different things from her. So I'm in love with her. Yes. But then I think she's like everybody, really. But yeah, no, I did find her easy to play, and then incredibly difficult at the same time. I mean, I think there's always a pressure when it is such a beloved character to sort of do it justice, and you're always kind of questioning yourself whether you are or not. I mean, I think with Elizabeth Bennet, what you have to do is just be truthful about everything, you know, and because that's what she is, and that's what she can't help, you know. She can't help but tell the truth in every situation about how she's feeling, you know, and sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes that's a really bad thing. But it's a very human thing. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I really enjoy travelling, and you have to, sort of being in my profession, really. But the opportunity of doing a film in Britain was definitely a huge bonus. And actually, partly because I really don't know the British countryside. It's weird. I'm born and bred Londoner. I know sort of, you know, Devon and Cornwall, but I didn't know Derbyshire. I'd never been to Derbyshire before. I'd never really been to Kent before, you know, and it was just a really great opportunity to actually see my own country for a change, as opposed to seeing other people's, you know. So it was a fantastic summer, and I'm so glad to have seen all these really beautiful places. Oh yeah, no, totally. I mean, this was the first time for me that I'd worked with girls of my own age. You know, there were three of us who were 19 when we did it, one who was 18, and Roz, you know, was a tiny bit older, but we were all pretty much the same age. And it was just lovely for me to work with people of my own age who shared the same interests, because I've never had that before. So yeah, I mean, I'm still friendly with a lot of the people who worked on Pride and Prejudice. I'd actually count a lot of them as among my closest friends, and it was a really special experience, definitely, because that very rarely happens on a film set, you know, and where everybody just loves each other. And I think that you can really see that in the film as well. Absolutely, 150%. I mean, he blew away my expectations of the character. You know, he when I first heard that, because Joe wanted Matthew right from the beginning, and I'd been a huge fan of Spooks and you know, seen him in that and thought he was amazing, but I couldn't imagine him as Mr. Darcy. And then we read together, and it was just, I think the thing about Matthew is his size. You know, he's a big bloke. He's a proper guy, but he's intensely vulnerable at the same time. And he brings a vulnerability to Darcy that I didn't think has ever been done before. And that makes it even more romantic, and the character even more romantic as well. So yeah, I think he's the perfect Mr. Darcy.